Here's the big question. How is it that most entrepreneurs hustle and are always busy and struggle to take just one step forward only to fall two steps back? They're dedicated, determined, and driven, but only a few finally break through and win. This show uncovers those quantum leap patterns of highly successful people so you can simply model what they do and apply to your future success. That's the question, and the answers are right here. My name is Brigitte Höfele, and this is the Success Patterns Show.
Hey, welcome everyone to the Success Pattern Show. It is time for our weekly show, the Success Pattern Show, where we're all about learn, do, teach. My name is Brigitte Höfele, the founder of the Success Pattern Show and the Success Pattern Movement. I'm also the CEO of the Center of NLP, and I couldn't be more honored and excited to be here with you and welcome you, where we're all about decoding success so you can encode it for your success, however you define it, with the patterns that you're learning right here from our guest experts today. Success is learned best, hands-on, from a living teacher. And if you're here to do that, you're at the right place at the right time, as we're going to fill your knowledge bank account with great deposits of success patterns, because everything is a habit, everything is done in rituals. As one of the laws of success states, success is modeled. And that's exactly what the show is about. It's about modeling success, sharing success patterns, giving insights of highly successful people that are ritualizing their steps to success, because success is yours. So stay tuned till the end of our show. We have a special gift for you and a guideline of the laws of success that we give out to our followers, to our listeners, and we'll share with you how you can get that. So today's a great show. What you're going to get out of is A, staying on, inviting other people in and say, hey, join Brigitte for this incredible half hour of success patterns. And today I have a great guest, as I always have. Come on, let's be honest. She's here to show us how to create a brand vision and a content library so the worry of what to post, where or when goes away, and business owners can focus fully in on what they do best. This powerhouse of a woman, and I was on her show, and I'm so glad that she is here, is Tara Patton. She's a certified fashion stylist and image coach who is passionate about the transformative power of head to toe makeovers, both online and in person. And I think that there's also the internal head to toe makeover as well. Through her tailored approach, Tara helps clients to step into their highest style standard and apply the magic behind putting together the ultimate look for every occasion. Her passion is to help people design the most confident version of themselves. That's one question that I always get. How am I more confident? It's your appearance, part of it. Tara is a motivational speaker encouraging digital entrepreneurs and coaches to be the leaders and start a movement. So I'm super honored. If you are sitting down wherever you are, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome and bring up Miss Tara Patton. And the crowd goes,
woo! I love it. That was quite the introduction.
Oh my goodness. I'm so honored that you're here and I'm so excited. We had a great conversation before the rest of the world joined us. And I'm just honored that you're here and for our, may I call it friendship, Tara? I mean, we're both from Europe and we know, you know, a friend is not, does not equal a friend. And a European friend does not equal an American friend, if we can say that. And I truly call you friend. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me. Yeah, we had such a good time when you came on my podcast. And when you asked me to come on the Success Patterns, I could not pass up another opportunity to have such an insightful, powerful, and moving conversation. And I think we're more than friends, Brigitte. I think we're kindred spirits, you know, because your the last conversation and your inspiration for me has made such an impact in my life. I can't wait to have another incredible chat with you about, you know, how we can continue to spread that movement and that realization of the power of, you know, what we're thinking. And one of the things that you said to me too, which I'll never forget and really made an imprint for me is, you know, you have to use your mind instead of letting it use you or something along those lines. And so I've really taken every thought captive since, and I just love you to bits. So thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So you're, you know, we were kind of kidding before we went on the show today and we said, you know, it's going to be such a boring show. I mean, with Brigitte, it's always a boring show. And then you bring Tara and it's probably only going to be even more boring. Not, of course. With your enthusiasm, what makes you jump out of bed? Like, what gets you super excited?
That's a great question, Brigitte. I absolutely love helping people find what brings them to life. And the reason that I love it so much is because people helped me do just that as well. And I think it's so important when you start to wake up a little bit and realize there's got to be more to life than just going to work and dying. And, you know, and I wanted deeper relationships. I wanted to enjoy my life more. I wanted to do more than just survive. And I felt like that's what I was doing, no matter how many things or how much money I had. It was just like, I just felt kind of numb. And I feel like a lot of us get to that point in our lives where we're like, there's got to be more than this. I know I'm here for more. And that was my experience. And, you know, I thankfully, like I mentioned, have had the counsel of wise, wonderful women like yourself and continue to just go deeper and every day try to like learn something new and be of service to someone else. And I found that through doing that, through helping the lights come on for other people and helping see other people transform, that's really what lit me up. I mean, I've had husbands, I've had children, I've had mothers come up to me. Thank you for giving me my wife back. Thank you for giving me my mom back. You know, thank you for giving me my daughter back, because we all have this bright light that the world tells us to dim, and that's BS. Shine, sister.
Ooh, say that again for the people in the back row.
Yes, shine on, sister. Do That's not right. Let the world make you dim your light at all, ever, not ever.
And you know, that all in itself is a pattern, because where there's success patterns, where there's programming or conditioning, we've all been conditioned. Where there's programming, there's also a counter programming. So if we don't like the way that we've been conditioned, we first got to become aware of, oh, wait a minute, I don't like that. I don't like that people make me feel, or I make myself feel unworthy, or I keep hearing the things that are negative or non-supportive. So where there's a programming, there's also a counter programming. And what you just did is a beautiful counter programming, which is a success pattern all in itself. So what, looking back at your life and being able to coach, you know, people from all sorts of life or walks of life and all sorts of professions and experts, what rituals or what habits? I'm here. I know that ritual and habits are two different things, but here I'm just going to put it under the pattern category.
Okay.
Which rituals or habits have you adapted that you can confidently say led you to where you are today, led you to your success?
Great question. And I definitely tried a lot of rituals and habits. The first thing I did was I got rid of some habits that were not serving me. So I looked at my life and I said, what is this really doing for me? What is this, you know, ritual or habit really doing for me? You know, I was spending a lot of time and energy in places I shouldn't have been spending time and energy. And I'll just leave it at that. And hello, Ezekiel Perez from Chattanooga. I love this. This is so cool. I can see people watching. And, you know, I cleared the space and got rid of what wasn't working for me. And then opened up to what I needed to do to get more clarity and more direction on what does work for me. So I start with a morning routine and an evening, and finish my day with an evening routine. So that involves, you know, things like meditation, prayer, working out. I go to kickboxing as much as possible. You know, shout out to the 6AM crew at I Love Kickboxing here in Jacksonville. It's such an encouraging group to be with, but I also feel like in my brain to start my day like that, it's like a boot camp, right? Like I start my day and I fight for it, and I set an intention. That's another thing I do in my morning. So I get real clarity on, you know, being present, being strong, being connected. And then my intention for today was supernatural. I thought today's going to be supernatural. And I just come up with these words in my meditation. And I've literally seen that word 5-6 different places and times in an email. And so it's so funny when you set an intention and you get really clear on what is going to happen for me today, you know, and then again, I sort of co-create. So I'm not playing, you know, God of the universe. I am directing my mind and thoughts so that I can co-create with what's already available to us. So that really starts my day off well. And if I don't do that, I can tell the difference. Huge. By lunchtime, I'm like, you know, ferret on meth. I'm just like, what's going on? And I think most people need that direction, which is why one of the things I create for people too with the styling is the first thing we do is we clear out their closet, you know, but we have a barometer to measure things with. Like, what kind of style do you want? What kind of emotions do you want to feel? So you have something to measure it against, because without clarity, you're just going to kind of say yes to everything, and you're not going to be really clear on what it is that you are trying to portray to the world. And the world is watching. So, you know, that's really important. But I know I could go on and on about this, but in an evening routine to kind of review my day and take a look at what I could have done better, what I could improve. So every day I get a little bit better. I learn something new. I learn, you know, how to be the best version of myself. And that has changed everything.
And to put it in order, what you just said, you start out with working out. I'm pretty sure, you know, there's some good food intake or smoothie intake or something in there, right? Prayer, affirmation, creating your day is a big piece in that. And I love what you just said, you know, because again, although most of you guys that have not heard Tara speak, and I highly, highly encourage you, get in touch with her, and I'll share it with you later. What that sounds and looks like. She's from England. And we kind of, you know, that's why I think that's why we hit, well, that's one reason, one of many reasons why we hit it off. We're both coming from Europe. How you are appearing, what you are wearing really has an impact of how you're showing up. That is a success pattern all in itself. I will quote one of my favorite, as you can probably see, that I've done a little bit of taken a little bit of inspiration from him, Karl Lagerfeld. I love Karl Lagerfeld. He might have been a diva. God rest his peace, let him rest in peace. But he said, people that wear jogging pants have given up on life.
Yes.
Tell me what you think about this, Tara. Well, what do you think about this?
First of all, I wore my Karl Lagerfeld sweater. I don't know if you can see, in honor of your love for our shared love, I should say, for Karl Lagerfeld, who took over Chanel in the 1970s and continued on with that iconic brand until he started his own. So I'm so glad we get to talk about that, because yeah, he had the profile picture that has inspired you, but he's just such a fantastic innovator to reminding people that you should try a little bit harder. So yeah, jogging pants are a cry for help. You know, whenever I see people wandering around in yoga pants that are not headed to the gym, that aren't covering it up, I'm just like, oop. I'm like, wow. Like, you know, it's basically like she shouldn't have pants on at all, you know, because you can see everything. I mean, really, unless you're going to yoga, do not wear yoga pants. Come on.
Amen.
You know, today is the 2-year anniversary of the lockdown. So I understand that the last 2 years we've all gotten a lot more comfortable and stayed in our houses and done more Zooms. But if you are leaving the house, which is one of the reasons I started Power of Fashion, the podcast as well, because I'm like, people are not thinking about what they're putting on and how it is psychologically affecting them and everybody that has to look at them in that outfit.
Tell me more about that. I want to hear more about that because that is something that I think very unique and intrinsically I own that and I like my clothes. I like how I feel in my clothes. And if I don't like how I feel in my clothes, I know what to change. Either change the clothes or, you know, go to the gym or, you know, whatever it takes. But why do you think it's hard for some people to go the extra mile, to actually feel not comfortable, but confident?
That's a great question. And you know what? People say a lot to me, you know, I just don't care. And, you know, or I just don't put that much thought into it. But if you are picking an outfit out, unless you're walking around naked, you're making a conscious style choice about how you feel about yourself and what that's telling the world. And I know people say, oh, that's superficial, Tara. It's like, no, we are an outer representation of how we feel inside. Like absolutely everywhere you go. So when I see someone that I know, and like their outfit says, hey, I'm struggling, you know, I will make a conscious effort to go up to them and say, hey, I'm a fashion stylist, you know, and I just, you know, tell me about what you're wearing, you know, and I try to really like bridge the gap because either it's a cry for help, like the jogging pants, right? Or it's a personal statement, or you have people just trying to get attention, or you have people that literally are not putting a lot of thought into it and have been wearing the same clothes for a very long time. And that's another thing is like, aren't you changing? Shouldn't your style change with you? And one of the things we do in the closet cleanse, and what I think is so important is we remove things that are too small, like you said, that don't fit, that you get new clothes, you go to the gym, whatever it is, and you move. And I always say to people, they're like, oh, those are my skinny jeans for when I, and I'm like, shouldn't you buy yourself some new jeans if you lose 30 pounds? You know, get rid of them, give them to somebody. Because what happens is even the clothes that are too small for you, when they're in your closet and you walk into your closet and you see jeans that you know barely fit your own skeleton, that's going to make you feel bad about yourself. And you're going to probably pick an outfit that's going to make you feel bad about yourself. But if you open the doors to your closet and you just see this expression of you and how you feel and how you want other people to feel when they see you, oh my goodness, it changes everything. So the first thing I ever say to anyone before we go shopping or before we do anything is get everything out of your closet that doesn't bring you joy. You know, like that Marie Kondo lady, she was onto something there. She's a bit much, but you know, you don't have to hug your clothes in my opinion. But I do think clearing the space is the first step. Getting rid of what doesn't work for you and doesn't scream, this is who I am or who I want to be. And that's the other thing too, is people feel like they have to kind of be the same thing they've always been. But for me and in my journey with fashion and all the things I've got to do as a professional model, as a television host, as a makeup artist, as a shopping ambassador on cruise ships, and you know, now a digital marketing expert, it's like I've had this journey where it's all required different uniforms. And some days I'm a little edgy, some days I'm more vintage. I don't have to stay in a box, but I know when I know that something makes me feel happy. And so I don't buy it unless it brings me joy. I don't wear it unless I feel good about myself. And I can highly recommend this clearing everything out that doesn't, but also trying to put on like different things. Like just go into your closet right now for anybody who's listening and just like pick out something that just you love and that makes you feel so good and then wear it all the time.
Yes, that's what I do. I mean, it's going to be black. It's going to have pearls. So I love it.
You're so Chanel too. I love it.
I so appreciate what you just said, because one of the laws of NLP states when you change one modality, so you change something that you either feel, hear, or see, when you change one modality, the others will follow. Yes. If that modality, so if you're not feeling well, and you put something else on that might make you feel like $1,000 or make you feel like Oh, this cashmere sweater just feels so nice on my skin, or whatever it is. And see how your mood will change. See how and pay attention to how your mindset will change, and how you're going to walk, and how you're going to be present, and the way that you just appear. And people will go, "Oh my gosh, you know, what changed?" It's not a big change, Tara. It's a little change that has a big impact, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you know what? You just touched on something really important that I want to remind everyone of, and that is consistency. You don't have to make any big changes. Even losing a lot of weight takes every day consistent eating, consistent exercising. It's 1% every day getting there. And that was my biggest problem, was I was always dropping everything and going and trying this new thing and going and trying this new diet and just like over committing to things and just getting really excited and I highly recommend, like, consistently every day, either reading a book or having at least one meal that is healthy. Like, if you can't have all three, okay, try with one, but start somewhere and then consistently do like all the NLP stuff that you teach is so powerful and important. And I think everyone should go to the Center for NLP and practice all of those modalities because it does change your life. What you think about is your life. Right? Like, so if I'm not practicing the person and the way that I want to do things, if I'm not showing up powerfully, if I'm not wearing what makes me feel good about myself, then there's a problem there. And I've recently had a lot of obstacles come up into my life and a lot of amazing things as well, a lot of beautiful gifts and that I'm so grateful for, but there's also really big obstacles. And it's like in those storms is how we find out who we truly are and what we're really made of. And I've heard so many motivational speakers talk about, the tube of toothpaste, like what when you're under pressure, what comes out is what you're made of. And I love that because it's so powerful to remember that, like, in that fire is when we are forged, is when your heart is pruned, is when all the things that you need to get rid of are forced out. So I like to say nothing is really good or bad. I don't like to put them in those categories anymore. It just is, and I'm just navigating it with the tools that you offer, and that is that I've learned along the way. And it's just amazing to not do this by yourself. And I will say this too, the other thing, then the reason it's so important to, to utilize these tools that you have is because you can't change your current consciousness with your current consciousness. I have,
Amen.
you can't. I have so many people come to me like, "Oh, I'll figure it out. I'll do it on my own." It's like, no, if you are not the smartest person in the room, and I know this was recently said, and it's very important to be said again, like go to a new room. Like you've got to have people that are influencing you, inspiring you, that are pulling you up, and and also passing it on and doing that for other people. But if you're at the top, like find a new bottom, like it's really important, I think.
And that touches on the whole concept of masterminds, right? When you're in the, when you're in a room of people and you're masterminding with these people, and they're, they have nothing to offer for your growth, like you said, change the room. So who is in your imaginary mastermind? And for the ones that don't know the book by Napoleon Hill, which I'm pretty sure most of our viewers know the book by Napoleon Hill, and he talks about himself having that imaginary mastermind. Who's in your imaginary mastermind?
That's so funny. I definitely use that mastermind. So I have Chanel. I love Coco Chanel. I used to work for Chanel as a makeup artist about 10 years ago, and I love all of their products. I'm still a huge devotee of all the skincare and the makeup and the fragrance, and I'm a huge fan of Chanel, but I also love her story. And I think we all have these incredible stories. And another person who has an amazing story to me is Alexander McQueen. I love that he was this firework in fashion, and he just like he did not give, and he just went for it. And, and obviously, it didn't end well for him. But at the same time, it's a huge inspiration to me to sit down in my imaginary mastermind and ask him, what would you do? Because he was afraid of nothing, it felt like. So I love him. Another one who I just absolutely adore that brings me like the grace to my mastermind, and that's Audrey Hepburn. You know, what would Audrey Hepburn do? What would Audrey Hepburn say? Because she was so full of love and she did so much for children and UNICEF at the end of her life. And even her fame was like accidental, you know, like I love Audrey Hepburn. I think she's just such an inspiration. You know, there's so many amazing quotes by her, you know, and she's just like, you know, for a beautiful eyes, like look through the lens of love. For a beautiful mouth, speak only kind words. You know, she's just like those kinds of things, you know, we're just like, wow, I love that. And then also, and you know, this might be controversial, but Jesus is on my mastermind because boy, am I trying to love God and love people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and
you mean sometimes we need him for compassion.
Right? That is the epitome of what I need to model and to bring into everything that I do, you know? So I would say those four inspirations are all sort of very iconic and edgy and graceful and just, you know, love. And I know the mastermind is supposed to be 12 people, but I kind of keep it simple. But those are probably the four that I consult the most. But I definitely love that we can use our imaginations and use inspiration from people that have gone before that have inspired us and take a look at that and say, what would Coco Chanel do? You know? What would Karl Lagerfeld do? You know,
that's always a great question. And sometimes when I feel really bad, ASS, I will consult Vivian Westwood.
Oh, she's a good one.
Right. Right. I knew you would agree. Elena says that she needs you, and Brian says that he needs a new wardrobe. So on the bottom here, follow Tara PattonStylist.com. Follow her for sure. Elena, you will love her. Elena's from Brazil and she's absolutely fantastic in her own right. Before I let you go, Tara, what's your best kept secret?
Best kept secret. I'm going to keep it simple with this because this is something I wish somebody had told me a long time ago. To pause. When you don't know what to say, you don't have to say anything. When you don't know what to do, you don't have to do anything. Just breathe. Just pause. Take a step back from it until you feel really aligned with what you're doing. Because I spent a long time just sort of reacting to life and doing things and making choices. And now that I feel like I'm a little bit older and a little bit wiser, I take that time to just take some space and see it from, you know, from a different angle, maybe consult, you know, a wiser person than myself. And instead of just firing off, you know, actions and words that you can't get back, because I feel like words especially are, you know, they can bring life or they can kill. They are probably one of our most powerful tools. And the words that you're speaking to yourself in your mind before they even come audibly out of your mouth, like watch those, take those thoughts captive and go to the center of NLP and learn from Brigitte. That'd be probably my best piece of advice because, wow, you know, these tools and this training is so important. It's changed my life so much, just applying these and having this level of accountability and having these roadmap, because there isn't one. We don't learn in school the things we need to. We don't learn from, you know, we learn how to protect ourselves after being hurt and live in this little bubble and like, ugh, that's no fun, you know. I strongly encourage everyone that's listening to find their fight, to figure out why they're here and to go and do it every day consistently. And to be kind, you know. So pause, I would say. Definitely take that breath instead of, you know, exploding on someone.
Yeah. Oh, wise words by a wise woman. And the viewers know they want to get in touch with you. And now they're yearning to hear how to get in touch with you. So how can they get in touch with you?
Oh my gosh, you're so much fun. I love it. And hello to everyone that's watching for all of your questions and to the lady in Brazil, obrigado for reaching out. So just go to my website, tarapattonstylist.com. I also have a Facebook page, Tara Patton Stylist. So it's facebook.com/tarapattonstylist. or you can follow my personal account, which is Tara Time Is Now, because I'm a big believer in staying present. So that's facebook.com/ Tara Time Is Now, where I believe this is currently being live streamed. You can always email me, and I'm on Instagram at Tara Patten Stylist, and that's TaraPatten Stylist, for anybody that's just listening and maybe isn't seeing it on the screen here. Thanks for putting it up on the screen. And thank you so much, Birgitta, for having me on your show today. This has been so amazing. I look forward to connecting with any of your listeners. And if you heard me on Birgitta's show, let me know so I can take extra special care of you, because anybody who is smart enough to listen to the Success Patterns needs a good deal.
That's right. I totally agree. So get in touch with Tara. You will absolutely love it. You might just get a great makeover or get information. I am super excited that we were able to connect and that our paths continue to cross. And I know that you're going to feel exactly the same way wherever you're tuning in from. So with that being said, I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to say breathe. I'm going to say I honor you, and come back to the Success Pattern Show. And you guys, wherever you are, at home, in your car, in your office, tune in again next week for the Success Pattern Show. Same time, same place. Before I let you go, make sure that you get your success loss checklist by simply emailing Brigitta@Hoefele.com. I'm going to put it in the chat box, Brigitta@Hoefele.com. In the subject line, you're going to put in success loss checklist. That is my gift to you guys. Mwah, Tara, thank you for being on. Thank you guys for being on. Stay tuned for another Success Pattern Show next Tuesday, same time, same place. Thank you for tuning in to the Success Pattern Show at www.thesuccesspatternshow.com. My name is Brigitta Hoefele.